The Democratic majority in Congress won't be official until January, but the party's top brass is already writing its legislative wish list. There are a lot of big ideas, but how will they translate into actual policy? To get the specifics on the Democrats' agenda, I spoke to California Congressman George Miller. He's one of the closest allies of presumed Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the man she tapped to head up some of the party's top policy initiatives.
Well, I've been the chair of the Democratic Policy Committee, which worked with the members of the caucus and the Steering and Policy Committee and others in the Democratic House to work on this agenda for a new direction. And now, of course, the responsibility falls to us to get it implemented.
So, what exactly will you do? What policy will you bring forward?
Well, we have some early initiatives, which Leader Pelosi talked about, the 6406. Which is immediately passing a minimum wage increase that people haven't had for 10 years. The lowest paid workers in this country have not received a raise in the last 10 years.
What will it be raised to?
It
nationally?
Will be raised to $7.25 over a two-year period of time. It's very important. The Republicans have resisted that this entire time. Again, America recognized that this was a question of fairness. The Republicans chose not to do it. We will choose to do it, and we will get it done. They chose not to give the Health and Human Services Department the right to negotiate for lower pharmaceutical prices. We will pass legislation to give them the authority to negotiate those prices, just as Walmart or Costco or the Veterans Administration.
This
has
is
the right
in Medicare Part D, the
right,
Medicare prescription drug benefit.
Medicare prescription Part D.
What else will the Democrats be doing? Let's talk about college affordability.
The cost of college, we've seen it go up 40% in the last 5 years. We have a number of things that we want to do. We want to cut the interest rate that was increased because of the actions of the Republicans in the last Congress. We'd like to cut that in half. We'd like to make sure that the Pell Grant really starts to gain back some of its purchasing power so that those low-income students that use this grant, that it will pay for a significant part of their cost of college. And we'd like to make sure that parents have the ability to deduct a decent amount of the cost of college tuition books, what have you, that they're borrowing money for, that they're saving for their children that are in college.
Democrats only barely control the Senate, though, and control of the Senate is almost an oxymoron. Do you expect to run into any problems trying to pass these big pieces of legislation you have to do in the first 100 hours?
I'm honored by you giving me responsibility for the Senate, but you know what we'll do?
Hey, you're the one saying you're going to do all this.
My job and my colleagues' jobs and the desire of the caucus is to pass legislation in the House and get it to the Senate, and then we can work on it there. None of this is going to be easy. But I think, again, you're starting to see people respond that they want something done. These are achievable, they're important, and they have huge ramifications for people, whether they're paying for their kids' college education or their prescription drugs or their energy cost. And I believe they will have bipartisan support. We had bipartisan support, but we didn't have the leadership of the Congress's support on prescription drugs. We had bipartisan support on energy, but we didn't have the leadership of the Congress's Republican leadership support on the energy changes. We had bipartisan support on college costs, but we didn't have the Republican leadership support on college costs. We had the minimum wage bipartisan support, but not the Republican leadership. There's the difference. There's a new team in town, and the American public have made it very clear that they want these issues addressed.
Democratic Congressman George Miller of California. I imagine you're going to be the chairman of Education and Workforce.
I hope so. I'm asking my colleagues to elect me in the Democratic Caucus. I've been on the committee for a long time, and I'm the senior Democrat, and I'm very excited about the possibility of being the chair of the committee.
Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.